first thing that comes to my mind when you say Jay-Z is poetry. I mean, his whole, it's his attitude, aside from his words. What's heartfelt about him is like, you know, it's like moving words, you know, it's not just like when you think of rappers and you think of, you know, I mean, those are poets, but his name, what a good thing about Jay is his integrity is what sells. What crosses over is his honesty. So he's never been untrue to himself. And I think, see, as much as he seems to be a mainstream artist and has sold mainstream numbers, he's always spoken to the heart of his environment. In other words, as he's traveled, he's seen new things, but through the eyes of someone who obviously didn't have all the access. You know, he came from a place of struggle, and he sees the world as a person who's come from struggle. And so that honesty and that integrity that's always inherent in his music is what gives him his range. People buy him from places, people who are from places that are far removed from where Jay-Z came from and the worlds that he describes and even the kind of viewpoint that he has as a result of his history. Those people love him for his integrity and his honesty. Jay-Z reminds us that the truth sells. A lot of rappers have become more commercial. I mean, as the world, you know, more commercial aspirations for record companies have really, you know, pushed or put pressure on artists, kind of giving them these guidelines and, you know, these high numbers that have to sell to kind of live in this rap world. They kind of, some are inspired by that, and some write songs that sound like they're compromised by that. Jay-Z has contributed another honest blow to the integrity of hip-hop.
So let's talk about Jay-Z the rapper for a second. We always hear how he's one of the best lyricists.
I guess he's sucking his dick. That's ridiculous.